visiting with soon-to-be Sheriff Roger Soldin. Well, I guess official Monday?
Monday it is. Monday at 10:30.
And we're here at the Glenn Kokonowski retirement party. You gave Glenn a special gift.
He'd talk off and on about he doesn't have any personal handguns, and so when he retired, he wouldn't have one. He's trying to decide what to buy, and so we kind of made that decision for him.
And then it's a Glock, but there's some engraving.
Yeah, it's got his name, of course, on it and the years that he served as sheriff. It's also got his sheriff star on the top along with his radio number.
Well, it was a great idea. Was that your idea?
It was my idea, but I took a collection with the members of the agency, and it was purchased with donations from various members of the agency.
So as you get ready to assume the role of sheriff, what are your thoughts?
I just hope that I can do as well as the last two have.
All right, very good. Roger, thanks for your time. Are you done telling lies?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Okay, all right. Sheriff, thoughts on this party and retiring?
Thoughts? Clark, it's time. After 51 years, I've had a good job. I've had a good time doing this. I've worked with outstanding people, and personally, I think turning this agency over to Roger Soldin, the citizens aren't going to notice anything different. I think he's going to run a very good agency, but it's time for me to get out.
Okay. Well, you and Sheriff Joe leave it at the same time.
Well, Sheriff Joe's circumstances are a lot different than mine.
Okay. Well, hey, congratulations on not only 20 years of the sheriff's tour, and another 31 for the Salina PD, 51 in total, and a happy retirement.
Thank you, Clark. Thank you very much.